This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls from some quarters to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban resurgence. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago: take down Osama bin Laden and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
And Afghan leaders must now chart their own path. The president's been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable.
How many thousands more Americans' daughters and sons are you willing to risk?
Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A Pfizer official says the company will ask federal regulators next month to approve the administration of a third dose of its COVID vaccine. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Pfizer's chief scientific officer tells the Associated Press they plan to seek emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration next month for a booster vaccine for those who've already gotten two doses. He says another shot could dramatically increase immunity and perhaps ward off the spreading coronavirus variants. At the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Rochelle Walensky says COVID cases have risen 11% over last week.
We know that the Delta variant has increased transmissibility, and it is currently surging in pockets of the country with low vaccination rates.
She says current vaccines do protect against it. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News.